Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. I'm your host, Kel Marbert. I'd like to kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. Hope everyone is having a great and marvelous evening. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving. I want you to arrive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from Najee. You tune into the Rainbow Ross Network, where we deliver a distinct variety with a smooth flow.
She don't. Thank you. the boys around here don't listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky-tonk where they boot stomp all night. What?
Right.
Yeah, and walk the call, work a digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down. To get paid, to get the girl in your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the boys around here drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys around here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Shoot a back, a shoot a back, a shoot a back, a spit. Oh, hell. Well, the boys around here, they're keeping it country. Ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie. No, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls around here, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls around here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that y'all and southern drawl, and just can't help it because they just keep falling for the boys.
love the thing is never boring. Cause every night, girl, it's your body I'm exploring. I'm knowing just what you need to keep you glowing. It's like a river, girl, your body's ever flowing. I'm genuine in everything that I'm showing. Girl, I'll protect you from the rain, my heart is pouring. I'm knowing.
That terrible taste, I know you could find somebody better. Yeah. I'm like a charity case. Am I deserving of you? No, never. Now, it's about the way you smile at me. Tell me that I make you happy. And I could ask for nothing more on your door. Tell me, spin together.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 26 minutes after the hour. I'd like to tell and thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to acknowledge the one that's celebrating birthday today. We wish you a happy birthday and a great and marvelous celebration today. Also, if you're celebrating an anniversary, a new marriage announcement, or an engagement, we congratulate you on that also. At this time, we're going to do our birthday song for the one that's celebrating birthday today. And next song you hear, we're coming from Sound of Blackness. You're tuning into the Rainbow Voice Network. We deliver distinct variety with the smooth flow.
My name's Colt Ford. I got my boy Brantley Gilbert in here with me. We just some country boys from Georgia. We're going to do a little something about the dirt roads that we come from. I'm going to rap a little bit. You feel like singing?
Yeah, bro.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm chilling on the back road, lay back road, do some George Jones. Smoke blowing out the window, a nice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights. Off a real life driving, that's right. Hitting easy street on mud tires, that's right.
Back in the day, pop bombers, place to go. Loaded truck up, hit the dirt road. Jump the barbed wire, spread the word. Light the bonfire, then call the girl. King in the can and the Marlboro man. Jack and Jim were a few good men. When we learned how to get the guts to fight too. Better watch out for the boys in blue. And all this small town, he said, she said, ain't it funny how rumors spread? Like I know something y'all don't know. Man, this shit is getting old. Man, mind your business, watch your mouth. Before I have to knock your loud ass out. I'm tired of talking, y'all ain't listening. The more dirt roads is what y'all missing.
Back road, lay back road, do some George Jones. Smoke rolling out the window, a nice trophy sitting in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights, got me reminiscing on the good times. Sitting turning off a real life driving, that's right, hitting easy street and mud tires.
I sit back and think about them good old days, the way we were raised, not southern ways. We like cornbread and biscuits, and if it's broke around here, we fix it. See, I can take y'all where you need to go, down to my hood, back in them woods. We do it different around here, that's right, but we sure do it good, and we do it all night. So if you really want to know how it feels, to get off the road with trucks and four wheels, jump on in, tell your friends, and we'll be raising hell with a black top beam.
Chillin' on the back road, lay back road, do some George Jones. Out the window, a nice trophy sitting in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights, got me reminiscing on the good times. Sitting turning off a real life driving, that's right, hitting easy street and mud tires. Yeah, I'm chilling on the back road, laying back while I'm doing some George Jones. Rolling out the window, a nice cold beer sitting in the console. Memory lane up in the headlights, got me reminiscing on a good time. Sitting turning off a real life driving, that's right, hitting easy street and mud tires.
Good evening, everyone. You're tuning in to the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 14 minutes before the hour. I can't thank everyone for joining us this evening. Be sure to be safe out there. By all means, please do not text while driving once you arrive safely to your destination. Next song coming up is coming from Billy Currington. You're tuning into the Rainbow Voice Network. We deliver distinct variety with this smooth flow.
68 just ain't gonna pay the rent, so I'll be out if they call the cops. Take one shot for my pain, one drag for my sorrow. Get messed up today, I'll be okay tomorrow. One shot for my pain, one drag for my sorrow. Get messed up today, I'll be okay tomorrow.
Here comes June Adam, I'm flying high like Superman, I'm thinking that I run the whole block. I don't know if it's just because pineapple kush between my jaws has got me feeling like I'm on top. Feeling like I would have stand up to the cops. I stand up to the big guys because the whole of them are stopped. All the talk, them are talk and then fly me no drop. Enough get a youth cannot escape the trap.
I'm always
staying, no matter what,
good or bad,
thick and thin,
right or
river I've been running ever since. It's been a long time coming, but I know
yeah.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Evening Cruise with Kel. It is 5 minutes after the hour. I can kindly thank everyone for joining us this evening. It's time for us to have our comedy break. Our featured comedian today is Dominique.
Pleased to introduce our next guest. You've seen her on Chappelle's show. She is Dominique.
What's up, y'all? Y'all look good, good working class audience. Just whatever you do, make sure it makes you happy. If it don't make you happy, pray over it and let it go. That's why I don't pay credit card bills and stuff like that no more. I prayed over that thing, and Jesus told me, let it go. I sent them the letter that Jesus sent me. I said, you keep playing, you're going to get struck down here. You know, for bad credit, it ain't all that bad. It do got its perks, though. At least you don't have to worry about identity theft. Because if you steal my name, they're going to lock you up. I bet that. We got everybody in here, too. Black people, white people. I like everybody. But if you ain't white, you black. I don't care what you call yourself. Mexican, Jamaican, all we all the same. Because George Bush don't see nothing but us and them. And if you ain't us, you them. Because if they pulled up a bus right now and said we was going back to slavery, S.A., that mean you too. Jamaica Rude Boy, you come on too. Asians, bring the computers. Y'all come on too. This a new slavery, www.slavery.com. They just punch your picture up. And you come up grinning. I wouldn't have been no good slave no way, because I wouldn't have did nothing he told me to do. When he told me to pick cotton, I would have been like this, excuse me. Excuse me. Master Joe. Master Joe. You see he trying to act like he don't hear me, right? And y'all go ahead and quit singing. They think we happy. Quit singing. Master Joe. If I tell you this, could I come in the house? Harry Tubman and them been reading books. They told me, tell you go to hell. That's right. Tell you, man. And take care of yourself, too. They closing all these little general hospitals down. Get you some health insurance. You walking around with spinners on your car and got chest pain all up through your arm right here. Talking about what side your heart on, this side or this side. I don't know, but it's been hurting about a month. You got a knot on your neck and you take an Advil, go to the doctor. Calling all your friends, talking about, is it getting better? No, it's getting worse. And it's starting to leak. Get off my couch. My kids play on that couch. Because what you going to do when you go in there and you ain't got no health card? They ain't going to see you. You're going to be like, they're going to say, may I help you? You're going to say, I need to see the doctor. I got chest pain. They're going to say, okay, can I see your card? I don't have a card. You don't have a card? Hold on, Sharon. He said he ain't got no car. Huh? Wait a minute, you got to stand up till I talk to Sharon. Hold up. Tell him what? Oh, she told me, tell you drink a ginger ale and go like this. See if you can't get that gas to move around a little bit. See if you can't burp. Got no health car running around here. Get you some life insurance in case you drop dead. You done live your whole 50, 60 years, now somebody got to bury you. That ain't cool. If you die on me, you short. Because when they call me, I'm going to say, that's him. I mean, y'all can keep him because I ain't got no money up here for him. Use him as a model dead man or something. When people come in there, just have him propped up. Looking. Live your life well, though, too. So in case you get old and sick, the people take care of you, though. If you don't live your young years good, you get old, ain't nobody going to take care of you. You get sitting there, you sick, you nice. You done tormented me my whole life. Now I need therapy, can't get off the liquor. Now you plastic. I'm telling you, my uncle was a bad man. He died, when he died, they didn't even put no outfit on him. He had on a white beater and sweatpants. ain't never walked up to the casket and laughed. You know what I'm saying? I walked up there. I said, y'all wrong for this right here. His glasses had tape on them and everything. And you know, he looked like he wanted to say something. You know what I'm saying? But he couldn't. You know what I'm saying? And my aunt smacked him and said, stop making that face. Showing off and you dead? Make no sense, right? That's why when I die, I don't want to have no funeral because I'm a control freak. You know what I'm saying? If I can't control what's going on, I don't want to be laid up there on display like that. You know, but what if you can respond at your own funeral? You just laying there and somebody say something, you don't like, Shirley, don't say that. That ain't none of these people business. Why y'all got him speaking? He ain't even like me. It's bogus, right? See your life well, man. And be in healthy relationship too. Don't be getting beat up when your eye look like this. This ain't no love right here. Don't nobody look at you and say, look at Tanya, she in love. See that purple heart in her eye? That's that love thing right there. You getting beat up, clap. Ain't no shame. I'm just saying. But if he tell you to clap, you better clap. I don't care if he tell you get up, dance. Dance and sit down. Don't show off and get beat up on our account. Can't be falling in love all quick. These men beating us up wholesale, man, for real. You got to get to know these dudes. Go to some cookouts and stuff. See if his family can read and that type of stuff. You know, he might be on prescription. They might be crazy. You frying chicken, he just bop you upside your head. You're like, why you here? Because I'm tripping. And I hit you again. And don't be getting your friends involved and you ain't leave. My friend getting pistol whipping. She calling me. He pistol whipping you and he love you, what I'ma do? Next thing you know, I come over there, he hit me in my head with a brick. Now I'm in the hospital on a tube blinking once for no and twice for yes. I'm paralyzed on my left side, y'all sending out wedding invitations. My mother got to feed me and you bopping down the aisle. And I'm all slumped over, crooked up. I mean, I'ma come get you, I'ma honk the horn and you right out. If he chase you, I'ma drive up the street right back. He about to catch you. Jump in the trunk. He about to catch you. Hey, y'all. I'm Dominique. I had a ball, baby.
Farmhouse outside Birmingham, when some on the scene reporter stuck a camera in the face of that old man. He said, tell the folks please, mister, what are you gonna do now that this twister has taken all that's dear to you? Boy, let me tell you something. This ain't nothing. He said, I lost my daddy when I was 8 years old. That cave in at the Kincaid mine left a big old hole. And I lost my baby brother, my best friend in my left hand, in a no-win situation. In a place called Vietnam. And last year I watched my loving wife of 50 years went to win die. And I held her hand till her heart of gold stopped from there. This ain't nothing. He said, I learned at an early age. Things that matter, and there's things that don't. So if you're waiting here for me to cry, I hate to disappoint you, boy, but I won't. Then he reached down in the rubble and picked up a photograph. Wiped the dirt off of it with the hand that he still had.
this ain't nothing. He said, I lost my daddy when I was 8 years old. That came in at the Ken Gate mine, left a big old hole. And I lost my baby brother, my best friend in my left hand, in a no-win situation, in a place called Vietnam. This ain't nothing. No, this ain't nothing.
Change? Shit. I guess change is good for any of us. Whatever it takes for any of y'all niggas to get up out the hood. Shit, I'm with you. I ain't mad at you. Got nothing but love for you. Do your thing, boy. Yeah. All the homies that I ain't talked to in a while, I'ma send this one out for y'all. Know what I mean? Cause I ain't mad at you. Heard y'all tearing up shit out there. Kicking up dust. Giving a motherfuck. Yeah, nigga. Cause I ain't mad at you. Now we was once two niggas of the same kind. Quick to holler at a hoochie with the same line. You was just a little smaller, but you still roll. Got stressed to YA and hit the hood swole. Remember when you had a Jerry curl, didn't quite learn. On the block with your Glock, tripping off Sherm. Collect calls to the tilt, saying how you changed. Oh, you a Muslim now, no more dope game. Heard you might be coming home, just got bail. Wanna go to the mosque, don't wanna chase tail. It seems I lost my little homie, he's a changed man. Hit the pen and now no sinning, it's a game plan. When I talk about money, all you see is the struggle. When I tell you I'm living large, you tell me it's trouble. Congratulations on the wedding. I hope your wife knows she got a player for life. And that's no bullshitting. I know we grew apart, you probably don't remember. I used to be for your sister, but never went up in her. And I can see us after school, we bomb on the first motherfucker with the wrong shit on. Now the whole shit's changed, and we don't even kick it. Got a big money scheme, and you ain't even with it. Knew in my heart you was the same motherfucker bad. Go toe to toe when it's time for war, you got a proper back. And I can't even trip, cause I'm just laughing at you. You trying hard to maintain, then go ahead, cause I ain't mad at you. We used to be like this in cousins, fighting, playing dozens, old neighborhood buzzing. Knowing that was buzzing, used to catch us on the roof. I'm getting rich and I reminisce on all the time we said. Besides moving and grinding, wasn't nothing on our mind. In time, we learned to live a life of crime. We'll grind us back to a time was much too young enough. I caught a felony loving the way his gun bluff. And even though we separated, you said that you waited. Don't get nobody no cookie while I be locked up safe. I kiss my mama goodbye, wipe the tears from my lonely eye. Said I'll return, but I gotta fight to fix the ride. Don't shed a tear, cause mama, I ain't happy. I've been trying, no more smiles for a couple years. They got me going mad. I'm knocking butlers on their backs in my cell, picking hell. I know one day I'll be back as soon as I touch down. I told my girl I'll be there, so prepare to get fucked down. The homies wanna kick it, but I'm just laughing at you. Cause you's a down ass bitch, and I ain't mad at you. Went from a nobody nigga to the big man on the block. He's Mr. Local Celebrity, addicted to moving key. Most hated by enemies, escaping the luxury. See, first you was our nigga, but you made it. So the choice is made. Now we gotta slay you while you faint. In the younger days, so full of pain when the weapons blade. Getting so high off that bomb, hoping we make it to the better days. Cause rhyme pays, and in time, you'll find a rhyme ablaze. You'll feel the fire from the niggas in my younger days. So many changed on me, so many try to plot. But I keep a block beside my head, when will it stop? Shall God return me to my essence? Cause even as an adolescent, I refuse to be a convalescent. So many questions and they ask me if I'm still down. I moved up out of the ghetto, so I ain't real now. They got so much to say, but I'm just laughing at you. Niggas just don't know, but I ain't mad at you.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Rainbow Voice Network News. I am Kel Marvette reporting. Our first news is coming from the Supreme Court. Our Supreme Court strikes down buffer zones for abortion clinic protests. The Supreme Court just struck down a Massachusetts law requiring a 35-foot buffer zone between protesters and abortion clinics, a ruling that it violates free speech rights. Chief Justice Roberts delivered the opinion of the court. It is no accident that public streets and sidewalks have developed as venues for the exchange of ideas, end quote, Roberts said. Even today, they remain one of the few places where a speaker can be confident that he is not simply preaching to the choir. With respect to other means of communication, an individual confronted with an uncomfortable message can always turn the page, change the channel, or leave the website, end quote. Thus, even though the act says nothing about speech on its face, there is no doubt, and respondents do not dispute, that it restricts access to traditional public is therefore subject to First Amendment scrutiny, end quote, Roberts said. This is one of the reasons I have such complicated feelings about the reach of the First Amendment. Right to your opinion, sure, but this grants the right to intimidation, quote, pro-life, end quote. Protesters are scary even from 35 feet away, but when they have the right to get up in your face, that's traumatizing in a permanent way. Quote, we have people with giant grotesque signs that will scream and videotape patients, and that is something that is directly instilling fear and blocking women's access to their health care, end quote. We all heard these stories. Pro-life activists, pro-birth aggressors, the horrible people who demand this kind of invasive access to pregnant people's personal space during an already vulnerable time do not want to, quote, walk and talk gently and lovingly, end quote. They want to scare clinic goers for life. They want to terrify, threaten, and inflict unbearable distress. They want to codify acceptance of these attacks, and let's not even start on how they couldn't care less about the welfare of the babies they, quote, save, end quote, when someone is intimidated out of an abortion decision. In other news, we have news coming from a Methodist church. A Methodist church overturns gay-friendly pastor's defrocking. Last year, a Pennsylvania pastor named Frank Schaefer was defrocked from the United Methodist Church. He had previously been suspended for presiding over his son's same-sex marriage ceremony and was fully removed from the church when he refused to promise that he wouldn't marry any other same-sex couples. But this week, a nine-person appeals panel overturned that decision, meaning Schaefer is back in the game as one of the strongest advocates for LGBT Christians, no doubt. The appeals panel, which met in Lithium, Maryland, last week to hear the case, upheld a 30-day suspension that Schaefer has already served and said he should get back pay dating to when the suspension ended in December. The jury's punishment was illegal under the church law, the appeals panel concluded, writing its decision that, quote, revoking his credential cannot be squared with the well-established principle that our clergy can only be punished for what they have been convicted of doing in the past, not for what they may have or may not do in the future, end quote. This concludes our news segment. We'd like to thank you. We have one other story coming from a 16-year-old. Tyler Brandt, a 16-year-old in Yanton, South Dakota, says his boss at the fast food chain Taco John's forced him to wear the name tag at work. Quote, he pulled me into the office and gave me a name tag that read, quote, a Gator, end quote, on it, and it asked me to wear it. So I put it on because I didn't want to upset him, and I felt that if I did do anything to upset him, it would cause me to lose my job because he'd be looking for ways to fire me, end quote. Brandt said. Brandt says he tried taking off several times, but I'm taking it off several times. But he says the manager forced him to wear it all day in front of the customers. Quote: I would always stay behind till so that they couldn't see the name tag. I didn't want them to see it. But even though they couldn't see it, it would still call me by the name across the store and customers would notice, end quote, Brandt said. This is a terrible story coming from South Dakota. We definitely we need to be aware of such discrimination in the workplace, and we will stop using such facilities that put the discrimination upon employees and any people visit the facilities and commercial place. This concludes our news segment. We'd like to thank you for joining us for the Rainbow Voice Network News.
Thank you. bum, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum. Man down, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum, rum pa pa bum.
I do, how we won't dry your tears, the highway don't need you here, the I was in the third grade, I thought that I was gay, cause I could draw, my uncle was, and I kept my room straight. I told my mom, tears rushing down my face, she's like, Ben, you've loved girls since before pre-K. Tripping. Yeah, I guess she had a point, didn't she? Bunch of stereotypes all in my head. I remember doing the math, like, yeah, I'm good at Little League. A preconceived idea of what it all meant. But those that like the same sex have the characteristics. The right-wing conservatives think it's a decision. And you can be cured with some treatment and religion. Man-made rewiring of a predisposition playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children. It's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye.
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change, even if I try.
Gay, I would think hip-hop hates me. Have you read the YouTube comments lately? Man, that's gay, gets dropped on the daily. We become so numb to what we're saying. A culture founded from oppression. Yeah, we don't have acceptance for them. Call each other faggots behind the keys of a message board. A word rooted in hate, yet our genre still ignores it. Gay is synonymous with the lesser. It's the same hate that's caused wars from religion. Gender to skin color, the complexion of your pigment. The same fight that led people to walk out and sit-ins. It's human rights for everybody, there is no difference. Live on and be yourself. When I was at church, they taught me something else. If you preach hate at the service, those words aren't anointed. That holy water that you soak in has been poisoned. When everyone else is more comfortable remaining voiceless, rather than fighting for humans that have had their rights stolen. I might not be the same, but that's not important. No freedom till we're equal. Damn right I support it. Don't press pause. Progress marches on. With the veil over our eyes, we turn our back on the cause. Till the day that my uncles can be united by law. When kids aren't walking around the hallway, plagued by pain in their heart. A world so hateful, some would rather die than be who they are. And a certificate on paper isn't gonna solve it all. But it's a damn good place to start. No law's gonna change us. We have to change us. Whatever God you believe in, we come from the same one. Strip away the fear, underneath it's all the same love. About time that we raised up.
To my brother for a minute, y'all. Mm-hmm. Now, JoJo, we done seen it
and out of trouble. Now we're still here, only Lord knows. When I walk through the fire, at my lowest moment, when the party's over, you was there for me. When nothing wasn't working, my soul started hurting. It's all we were over, you was there for me.
just might have a problem that you'll understand.
We all need somebody to lean on.
Lean on me when you're not strong, and I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on, for it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody to lean on.
For the answer,
well,
you see, the answer is simple. Just be an example. Spread love and peace to everyone you meet.
Cause we are striving to be the very best we can be. Just be the one to lend a hand and let them know you understand.
With no food to eat.
Yeah.
Someone dealing with molestation. Their orientation. No destination. Guess what? We are all God's children.